Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Hallelujah and good evening, everyone. I am Apostle, a.k.a. Bishop Shalene Cook, and I want to welcome you to Taking It to the Streets for this Monday, February the 7th, 2022. Now, saints of God, you know, here at the Spirit Alive Network, we begin every program with a word of prayer. So won't you please bow your heart as we go to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace, Lord God, just praising you for the opportunity to come out and worship you in spirit and in truth with our testimonies. Father God, you have declared in your word, in the book of Revelations, hallelujah, that we conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. Father, we know that our testimonies are not about us, but all about what you're doing. So, Lord, I pray that you just bless my beautiful sister as she comes forth to bring forth her testimony on tonight. Let the people of God be encouraged. Let the lost be saved. Hallelujah. Let every heart, Lord God, hear and respond to your word, to your work, and to your will. I want to thank you, Father God, for every servant leader of Spirit Alive that is here. I want to thank you for Deacon William. I want to thank you, Father God, for our newest member, Evangelist Shirley. So, Lord God, I just pray that you just pour into her now as we go into her testimony. It is in Jesus' name I do pray all things. Amen and amen. Now, saints of God, as I have said, tonight I am being joined by a very beautiful, beautiful sister. Hallelujah. When God connects me with people, hallelujah, I don't ask God to show me who they are. I ask God to show me their heart. Hallelujah. And when you can see the love of God so clearly in the spiritual realm, I want you to know, saints, that it truly brings you joy. It encourages your soul. Hallelujah. And it inspires you to come on up a little higher. And I have such a sister joining me on tonight in the persons of Evangelist Shirley Whitehead. Now, let me tell you what I know through the Spirit about Sister Whitehead. This sister has been through some things, hallelujah, but she's always known that the Lord is on her side, hallelujah. She is gifted. She has the gifts of intercession. She loves praying for people, hallelujah. And, Lord, I just praise God for her heart set and her mindset, her spirit of helping other people, hallelujah. And I know that God is going to use her greatly for his kingdom. So tonight, my brothers and sisters, please prepare to receive from my dear sister, hallelujah, Evangelist Shirley Whitehead. Good evening, Evangelist Whitehead. Welcome to the program.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord,
now, Sister Whitehead, it's testimony time, girl. So let us just jump right on into this, because like we said, our credentials won't save nobody, our pedigree won't save nobody, but the word of God and the blood of the Lamb will. So, sister, can you please tell us, hallelujah, about your early childhood? Who influenced you the most in the ways of the Lord as a child?
My grandparents, my grandmother, and
come
my
on,
grandfather.
Girl.
I was elderly people. I always was the one that obeyed and was obedient to the elders. And as you
That's
be obedient
good.
To your elders, it's going to take you somewhere. But, yes,
right,
I had a mouth,
that.
And yes, I like to talk back, but I didn't talk back. And then when I did talk back, I still did what they told me to do. And as I began to do what they tell me to do, I had to listen. And as I began to listen, I had to understand Grandma was only teaching me right. She was showing
on,
me
sis.
How to live, how I was supposed to live my life. I didn't understand it, but now I understand it better by and by. So I took
you,
that
Jesus.
From two grandmothers, a grandmother-in-law, and my grandfather. I took what they taught me, and I held on to it. And as I began to hold on to it, I was able to go out and help other elders. And as other elders, I began to walk in my victory. I began to say, Lord, I surrender all, because I was a walking time bomb. I was a mess.
Okay.
I didn't know which way to go. My head was off. I didn't know which way to go, but as I began to apply and begin to go to God's house and go to the altar and begin to worship and surrender all to
God,
I had to surrender everything. I had to surrender all my garbage. I had to ask God to empty me out, take out of my mess so I can see clear and I can be delivered and I can be saved and I can have a renewing of my mind because I was everything that I should not have been. I was an alcoholic. I was a prostitute. I was everything that I should not have been. I was a drug addict. I should not have been that.
Tell your story. Give God glory.
God let me come back around. God gave me a second chance on life. God saved me. God kept me from being dead. God kept me from understanding that everything, every time somebody put a scar on me, I was all right because he was still protecting me. And when God protects you, can't nobody tear you down. Can't nobody mess over you no more. Can't nobody take your mind away from you. When you thought you lost your mind, God was renewing the mind.
I'm
grateful on today because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would have I been? I don't know, but I do know today that as long as I serve Christ and I stand like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that I shall not be moved. Everything is going to be all right. He renews your mind. He renews your thoughts. He renews your soul. He renews your mind. He renews, gives you more salvation. He gives you more deliverance. He gives you more anointing. He releases shackles and chains off of you.
Oh,
and I'm grateful for it.
Glory. First of all, let me interject right here. First of all, let me put a prayer on this.
I'm grateful for it. I can stand up today, and I don't have to sleep around with nobody because, my God, I am one of his servants. And if you love God, you're going to stand up, and you're going to live right, and you're going to do right for Christ.
That's right.
You will not be and you will not be used as a rag doll.
Amen.
Now,
sister, hear me clearly. Hallelujah. Now, listen. You know, I've heard you praise, first of all, the one the thing I love what you said was early on, the elders, they were from that train up a child in the way that they should go generation. Mm-hmm. You know, we were all raised up in that train up the child in the way that they should go generation.
Yes,
see,
ma'am.
When we came up, our elders didn't want to be our friends. They were our elders.
No, they beat you.
You know what I mean? They were not our friends. They were our elders. When they told us to do something, it was because they loved us.
You did.
And they wanted us to obey. And it is because of your early obedience to your elders that I know that you are so on fire and obedient to God right now because he put that down in you. Now, you know what, sis? I want you to take a minute now and just talk about, you know, you said you was in alcoholism. You were a prostitute. You were a lot of things. You went through a lot of drugs. You know, and when you're in that, when you're in that area, I want you to, you know, you are very, your self-esteem is low. You don't value who you are. Now, sis, there might be somebody sitting out there right now within the sound of our voice all over this world that is being exploited, that is being trafficked, that is, you know, using drugs in order to do what they're being forced to do. I want you to tell them what God can do about depression, what God can do about protection, and what he did to bring you up and bring you out of that.
God allowed me to have a second chance on life. God brought me out of darkness over into the marvelous light. God has allowed me to strip myself. God has stepped in into my life, and I begin to pray to God. I begin to look up to the hills that which cometh my help. My help and my strength comes from God. When we trust God and we keep God first, because we know God is a jealous God. He said, you put no one before him. You put no false idols. You put nothing before God. When you allow yourself to surrender all to God, God is going to do the most for you. And the most for you is to bring you out where you don't have to traffic yourself, where you don't have to be trouble-minded and double-minded, where you know that you know that you know that Christ is with you, and you know that you can call on him and you can pray to him. You can communicate with him. You have to have a personal relationship with God.
Come
you
on, there it is.
All your sins to Christ.
There it is.
You got to confess and repent and turn from your wicked ways. And when you begin
Come
to turn
on,
from
sis,
your wicked ways, he will humble the land. And you will be able to tell somebody else about how God brought you out, how he released you, how he released them shackles and chains off of you. How you know that you know that you know that it's okay to go through the fire. Because when you go through the fire, you're not going to get burned.
That's amen.
In the name
you're
of
gonna
Jesus.
Come out as pure gold, hallelujah.
Yes,
see what my
yes,
sister
ma'am.
Is trying to tell my you, my brothers and sisters. If you're out there, see God used a prostitute in the Bible. Her name is Rahab. If God can use
come
Rahab,
on.
He can use you. If
yes,
he can
Lord.
Use a donkey, he can use you. See, when
yes,
the
Lord.
Devil wants us to believe that we have no worth. We have no value.
Oh, God.
But see,
yes,
we receive all the validation that we will ever need when Jesus
yes, ma'am.
Hung, bled, and died on that cross for our sins.
Oh, God.
You see? So
yes,
when
ma'am.
We turn it over to God, like my little sister has said, then God teaches
yes.
us how to love ourselves.
Yeah.
God teaches us how
yeah.
to love him.
Yeah.
God shows us that we were worthy all the time. He
yeah.
tells us things like, you were accepted in my son Jesus before the foundation of the world. He tells us
yeah.
things like, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. He lets us know
yeah.
things like, we are more than conquerors. More
yes.
than conquerors.
Yes.
To conquer means
yes.
to win. But to be more
oh,
than conquerors,
God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
You get
Thank
to
you,
utilize,
Jesus.
Take possession
Thank
of,
you, Lord God.
And utilize
yes.
everything that God
Thank
has
you,
given
Jesus. Oh, God.
See, he's the one that turns that test into a testimony.
Yeah.
And what I love about yeah. my little sister is she said, hallelujah, she said, I had to let the Lord renew my mind. See, when you let the Lord renew your mind with his word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. You'll start
yeah.
finding some things wrong and you'll be like, oh, no, Father, I don't want that in me. You know, I please,
mm-hmm.
anything in me that's not like you, remove
Take
it.
Take it out.
Take it out right now, because I don't want to be separated from you.
No.
You know, and the more you get to know God, and the more you love
yeah.
on God, God loves on you, and the more you know about
yeah.
his goodness, hallelujah,
yeah.
what my sister had to
yeah,
recognize and realize is God has started the foundation a long time ago when she was a child. He had planted
yeah.
the seed of obedience. He
yeah.
had planted the seed of wisdom, being wise enough to know when to keep your mouth shut. Some of us young people need to learn that. You know, because we have Google and we've got access to so much information. A lot of our young people believe that, you know, they know it all. But baby, see, when you can go to Google and you can get some information. But what Google doesn't do is tell you when, where, or how to use that information.
Oh,
but God does.
Yeah.
God does. You see, my sister Shirley, she was like, Lord, I need to come up out of some things because I want to serve you and I want to serve you right. We have too many of us saints, of the saints, the professed Christians, professing to be Christians with no evidence of it. They haven't changed their lifestyle. They haven't sacrificed anything. They haven't laid down anything. They've been going to the same church for the last 20 years, and they're just as bitter, they're just as broken, and they're just as upset as they were when they're unsaved as when they were when they first went in there. You see, my brothers and sisters, sitting up in a church makes you no more a Christian than you sitting in your living room makes you a couch. Okay.
Well done.
See, you got to be willing to let God do the work. And see, that's what I heard my sister say in her testimony. She said she had to let God do the work. She had to let God build her up and teach her some things. I heard her say she prayed. See, and when you go to God, when you lack wisdom, go to God and ask him for it. He'll give it to you. What he do is this.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
When you need some understanding, go to God. He'll give it to you.
Yes, he will.
That's what he put his Holy Spirit inside of us for. See, what I love about my sister was, when she was all shrunken in that cocoon of sin, of prostitution, of drug addiction, of promiscuity, whatever it is, sin is sin. But it puts you in a cocoon. You're in a prison. You're in a spirit. You're spiritually bankrupt. And you know why that is? Because Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. See, Satan already know that my sister has an anointing on her life. And what he wants the children of God to never figure out is just how powerful we are in Christ Jesus. See, he knows. If we ever figure out who we are in him, there's nothing he can do with us.
Not a thing.
See, but see, only God can do a new thing. See, he picked my sister up. He turned her around. He set her on a new path. Hallelujah. And this now this sister is going to be blessing other people to come to the Lord.
Yes,
she's going to be caring for the elderly. That's her passion. That's her, she's praying for people, interceding on their behalf. Whether they know it or not. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
We don't have to run around telling people we're praying for them all the time. Sometimes you just see a situation and pray.
That's it.
You just see a situation and pray.
Yeah.
But I know one thing. God is going to do great things through you. Because you turned it over to him, and you know what I love about you, my sister, is that reachable, teachable spirit. You know, some Christians, they learn, they give their life to the Lord. They learn John 3:16, and then they become Holy Ghost Junior. Can't tell them nothing.
I need to hear none. Thank you, Lord.
You know. So what we got to do is remain, what I heard my sister say, though, is in her testimony is that she remained humble. See, she said, Lord, fix me. See, I know this ain't right and that ain't right. You know what I'm saying? We don't even have to spend no time with you explaining this and this and this and this and this to me. I've been around the word. I've been around the elders long enough. They done told me all of this. I know that you know that I know this. Can you please help me with the self-esteem? Can you please help me with the things that I need to do in order to break these yokes? See, that's what she did. She got real. Say to God, we're not being delivered because too many of us are not being real before God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We want to let him in our lives, but only in the living room. Well, I hate to tell you, newsflash, he can already see in your basement.
Oh, God.
So you might as well let him in and clean it all out. Let him clean it all out.
Oh, yeah.
What I love about my sister's testimony, see, I've been a servant leader a long time, and what I also love about your testimony, and I know we're going to talk some more about what you're going to do and what God has done for you, but what I want other people to understand is when we give our testimonies, this is not mm-hmm. the time that we run down our pedigree or our credentials, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time to just stand flat-footed, open up our mouths and tell people about the goodness of God and what he did in our lives in a way that other people might be delivered.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, you know, the Lord says our testimonies are pretty important because only the blood of Jesus came before it. The blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, and their testimony. How are we going to convince the world that Jesus is real and he's living in us if they can't see him in us? People will never believe what you say until they can see what you believe. And let me tell you something about Sister Shirley. I was just in her presence, and there is a light on her that when you see her, you know there's something special about her. There's a glow about her. There's a light that illuminates from her. It's a hallelujah praise that starts down in her sanctified soul. And it comes out when she walks and when she talks. Hallelujah. You can just see that the Lord has brought her through so much, and she's so grateful.
Yes.
Our testimonies mm-hmm. must begin with an attitude of gratitude.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Just learn it and understand this. My sister, I love, you know how you know you're delivered? Is when you can talk about a situation and it no longer brings you pain. See, my sister ran it down. Oh, yes, I was in this and I did that and this and that. But does she sound like she's still lamenting? No. It sounds like, you know, what I heard was a delivered woman say, I was. And when God says something is done, it's done.
It's done.
We're the one that picks it back up, not him.
Yes, that's right.
Come on in the room, sis. I know you done seen it, sis. You know, people, you seen God deliver people. Honey, the 2, 3, 4, 5 times, and they still keep coming, going back to the cross and picking up that same issue.
And it messes them up even more, like a dog going back to his own vomit. Oh.
Come on, sis, testify to it now.
Yes, ma'am. When you go
you
back
that,
and
you
God
know,
delivers you.
Come on,
yes,
sis.
It's like a If when you go back, it's like a dog going back to his own vomit. When God brings you out of the situation, stay out of that situation. Don't
exactly.
go back to the situation because it's going to make it worse. And then sometimes some people don't make it back out. Some people don't make
That's
it back
right.
out from doing them good. Some people don't make it back
Listen.
Out messing with these no good men.
You
people
better
don't make
stay
it
delivered.
Back
you
Come
don't
on,
trust
now, you
got to me.
Stay out of the way. Stay out of the
you
way.
You know, I'm just
they
saying,
you,
just
you.
Get out the way. Stay, if you've been delivered, stay delivered. Because, see,
yes,
to me,
ma'am.
That's testing God. You know, he brings
yes,
you up
ma'am.
And brings you out, and you like, oh, that's all right. I'm still going to go play with fire.
Uh-huh.
How are you going to keep doing
it?
You know what? When people do the same thing and expect a different result, that's called insanity all day, every day, all around the world.
No more.
Okay?
Mm-mm. Thank you, Lord.
God has been delivering so many of us from so many things, but we are so busy performing and wanting to be seen that we don't even stop and tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Some of us may have been sick all week, But the Lord blesses us to get up and get on a worship service or go to a church. And we don't even say, well, hallelujah, I want to thank you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Most of the time when I've seen way too many people get up and tell the congregation, well, this week the devil did this, and then the devil did that, and the devil did this, and I went through that, and oh, I was out. And then they spend 15 minutes talking about what the devil did and 2 seconds talking about what God did.
Come on now.
We got to change that mindset. We got to really let the Lord renew our mindset, and we got to get into a testimonial state of mind.
We got to start thinking
with an attitude of gratitude, because that's where our testimony begins. First of all, we're grateful that Jesus saved us. God loved us so much that while we were yet sinners, he died for us.
Yes.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Yes.
So that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Yes.
That's a lot of love.
Yes.
And see, I want to tell somebody tonight, because this is what inspired me about my sister's testimony. The way she told it so simply and so humbly and so beautifully was this. The Lord said to her, I want you to see you as I do.
Yes.
You're my child.
Yes.
I love you. I want what's best for you.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
And when
thank
we start
Lord,
just
God.
Looking at, you know, we seek God's, you know, too many of us as believers, we say we're believers, but we're seeking God's hands and not his heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. we're not saying, Dad, I just love you for being a great dad. You know, thank you for being an awesome provider. Thank you for
being an awesome
healer.
Yes.
Thank you for keeping me in a state of peace, because you are Jehovah Shalom. All this chaos and COVID and all this going on, but I'm sitting up here content as I want to be.
Yes.
Because you did exactly what you said you would. You have given me that peace that surpasses all understanding.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to praise you and testify to your goodness that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We want to testify to the world, Father God.
Thank you, Lord, we do not believe
everything our eyes see and our ears hear.
Mm-mm.
Because we know that nothing escapes you, Father God. You sit high and you look low, and you know about everything.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's how we can speak life in the middle of death. That's why we can speak victory in the face of defeat.
Thank you.
That's why we can glorify God and praise God in all things and at all times. Because as we look back over our lives, like my sister said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would we be?
Hallelujah.
Where would we be? And if a lot of us want to keep it really real, we know good and well it was only God that kept us. We should be dead in our grave had it not been. We have put ourselves in positions where we didn't know who we were or where we were or how we got home or what somebody might have done to us. But God.
Nobody but God.
It was nobody but God. You best believe it wasn't Satan saving you. Because, honey, you were in a position that you were perfect for the kill.
Oh, God.
Perfect for the
kid. Thank you, Lord.
He could have took you out right then, but God said no. So we came to testify tonight.
Yes. Yes.
That when God says no, he means no. He can tell death to behave.
Yes.
He can stop time on its axis for you.
Yes.
He can dispatch help from on high for you. Are you prepared
you,
to
Lord,
tell
God.
About his goodness? Are you
nothing
prepared to speak his
you.
Glory? Are you prepared
oh,
to tell somebody about the gospel of Jesus Christ?
The good news.
Hallelujah. Because, see, your testimony is not just what you say. Your testimony
mm-hmm.
is how you live.
Yes, Lord.
Okay.
Yes, Lord.
See,
yes, Lord.
The things that my sister used to do, she don't do them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
God completely took that
mm-hmm.
desire away from her. She is a new creation because she is now in Christ Jesus, and she believes the word of God when it says, when anybody, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Behold, all things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. See, he's doing a new thing in my sister.
Yes, Lord.
And he's doing a new thing because she's going to go out and she's going to bless people with her stories, her testimony.
Yes.
She'll be able to talk to them young sisters out there, not from what she heard on a television program or what she read
mm-mm.
on Facebook.
Well,
no, she'll be able to tell them with conviction
yes.
from her very soul.
Yes.
So when she tells them about the mighty God that saw her in her darkest hour, that pulled her up out of the miry muck, and you listen
thank
to her Lord. Praise him today, and you listen
thank
to her
you.
Continually allow praises to come out of her mouth, how can she not? See, when God is doing something for you, saved your life. Huh.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Saved
God.
You from that addiction. Saved you from that cancer.
Yeah.
Saved you.
Yeah. Thank
and,
you, Lord
you know,
God.
There is a praise that is that a praise of gratitude. There's none like it. A testimony of gratitude.
Yes,
there is nothing
yes,
like it. When you know that you
thank
know
you,
that you
Jesus.
Know.
Can't nobody take that away. Mm-mm.
Can't nobody take that from you.
Can't
nobody.
Take it away. Mm-mm.
No,
mm-mm.
Now, you might want to give it away, but can't nobody
mm-mm.
take it away because it's like the song says, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and
the world can't take it away.
You,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, that my sister, that was, you know, And what I love about it is, you know, we've been having this conversation now for about an hour, but as you notice, my sister didn't take all day to share her testimony. You know why? We don't have all day. Sometimes God
mm-hmm.
only gives us a few minutes
yes.
to reach someone for him. You know. And it don't, and what, so we have to learn how to get that testimony, you know, she hit the high points, the powerful points, you know.
Thank you, Lord.
We don't need to necessarily hear, well, you know, I walked around behind my grandma for 3 years, no. She know that's not going to save you. The word of God is going to save
mm-mm.
you. Her testimony is going to save you. The blood of Jesus is going to save you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Saints of God, we got it when we talk, when we testify, when we talk. We need to have something to say.
Yes.
About the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, we do way too much speaking on ourselves. And not enough thanking God for what he's already done. Or we're telling people what we're going to do. You know, oh, God's going to have
mm-mm.
me doing this, and I'm going to be doing that. And I'm, well, you know what?
Mm-mm.
First of all, tomorrow's not promised to any of us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And what the Lord wants to know is,
thank
what are you doing
Lord.
For me today? Today, today, all today,
right.
today.
Yeah. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
today.
Thank you, Lord God.
We can't get caught with our work undone. And part of our work is our sharing our testimonies. Part of our work is praying for the brethren. Part of our work is praying for the lost. Part of our work is living in a way that Jesus is personified and he is glorified in the way that we live our lives.
Yeah.
That's real testimony. Our mouths can say anything.
That's right.
But true testimony, being a true witness, is how you live. Now, my sister, I want you to tell us what visions has the Lord given you. I know he's got put a desire down in your heart, and why don't you share that with the people right now?
My vision is I take care of the elders. I go out. I go to the grocery store. I show my love and kindness. I keep them clean. I encourage them. I pray with them. I go see about them. If they have errands for me to do, I go do the errands. And my thing is, I've never been the one to put a price on no elderly person. Whatever they give to me, I tell them thank you. If they give me $2, if they give me 50 cents, I tell them thank you. And I often tell them, if I don't accept your money, please don't give it to me. I accept your money when I don't have it. And whatever you give me, if you give me $2 or $3, I accept it and tell you thank you. Why do I do that? I do that is because I know that, that one day I'm going to cross the same bridge that they on. I'm going to get old too one day. And I don't want to accept nobody's money and be rich. I'm not looking to get rich and scheme off the elders. I'm going to show my love and kindness and be obedient to the elders. Because if I be obedient to them, God won't take care of me. I don't have to beg for nothing because God is going to make sure that I'm all right. God has shown me over and over how he can bless me without me even accepting things from other people and trying to exalt myself because I'm not trying to do that. I'm the one that shows the love, keep them clean, they smelling good, and they going to eat good if I got something to do with it. I don't play with God's people. I love God's people because at the end of the day, he turned me around and he delivered me. And before I even got delivered, I learned how to do this through my grandmother. My grandfather was in a wheelchair, and I learned how to do this, and I took care of him. I took care of him while he was in a wheelchair, and grandma might want to go to the fish pond. And if grandma went to the fish pond, I made sure that my grandfather was okay. Whatever they told me to do, I did it. I was obedient. I had another grandmother. My other grandmother, she was a beautiful woman. She loved to cook. So I love to cook. I love to bake. And if you eat some soul food, you're going to eat some good soul food. It ain't going to be something I just throw together. No, I don't do that.
Amen. Say that, Dad.
And people love to see me come. They love to see me come. Why they love to see me come? Because they know I'm going to do right by them. I'm not going to play with you. I'm not getting ready to sugarcoat nothing. I'm getting ready to do what's right.
That's right. Amen.
Yes,
that's a part of our testimony is living in a way, you know, just for the glory of God. Do whatever we do, we got to do all things to the glory of God. We don't go out trying to help people and you know, running so we can get recognized for blessing other people.
No.
You know, part of our testimony is loving the brethren because Jesus loved us. Okay.
That's right.
So, you know, we praise God for being able to testify to his goodness. Again, like I said, too many of us Christians, so-called, you know, professed Christians, we want to, when it comes to testimony time, we want to talk about our PhDs and our degrees and our cars and our this and our that. But that don't have nothing to do with nothing. That's temporal.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
you
want to
impress me with your testimony? Tell me how the Lord, hallelujah, spoke joy to your very mortal soul. Tell me how he raised you up out of that miry muck. Tell me how he healed your body or he healed your mind.
That's a testimony to me. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Because, see, the devil can give you a car. The world can give you a car.
The world can give you a degree.
Don't mean you have no relationship with Jesus. Okay.
Come on now.
So we got to know what we testifying to. Okay.
Yes.
God has delivered all of us from something to himself. None of us down here. Every one of us down here needs to be saved, needs to repent. Because if any of us could have saved mankind, Jesus wouldn't have had to come down here.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank
you. You notice. Hallelujah. David, the Lord said David had a heart after his own, but David couldn't save, he couldn't save humanity. Okay.
Right. No, no.
God made Abraham father of nations, but he couldn't save humanity. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh. I'm just saying.
Come on.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Elijah, Elijah. They was all men of God, couldn't save us. So we all should have a testimony. We all should have something good to say about the goodness of God in our lives. None of us should be, you know, acting like as though God hasn't really, you know, done anything for us. Or if he's doing something for us, it's because we're so good. No, God blesses us because it is his pleasure to do so.
Amen. Yeah,
and
back.
See, one thing about a testimony is it should not be used to beat somebody else over the head.
Right.
Well, you know, God blessed me. I get blessed all the time. You keep that up, you won't be.
Come on now.
You know, we got to get our testimony. If we're going to have a testimony, have a real testimony. Have a real testimony about the goodness of God. I know I can get an amen and a witness from Apostle Zeta up in here. Ain't that right? Isn't that right, Brother Apostle? Am I telling
right.
it right?
That's right. Amen.
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 Go ahead and speak on it, Mom. I know you know about the having. I know you know what telling a good testimony is like. You probably got one on the tip of your tongue right now. Go ahead.
I do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, one, I've been trying to get on the broadcast since 6 o'clock p.m.
Wow.
I had to pray because when I dialed in, I ended up with the police department because my phone was saying 911 emergencies only. I don't know how that happened, but I did get through. I did get through.
Yes, you did. But, and look, praise the Lord. Another woman of God, saints of God, here's another woman of God that has a real testimony. You know, she's humble. She'll tell you where she made mistakes. She'll tell you how God brought her up and brought her out and brought her through. She'll tell you she's a mighty woman of God, but she'll tell you that there was a time that, you know, she didn't feel like she was worthy to be the woman of God.
Thank you.
But God had to walk her through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see, that's what be, you know, a testimony is real life. It's not something that sounds good or you just make up to impress people.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
And see, like I said, if you don't start thinking of having a testimonial mindset, which means let me just begin to thank God for the smallest.
Everything.
You know, let me just thank God for opening up my eyes this morning. Let me just thank God for the fact that I got caught. You know, and I'm not saying we have to be trivial. No.
Thank you.
In this day and time, anything that we have is a blessing. Because if the powers that be had their way, we would have a whole lot less.
Yeah.
And they would have a whole lot more.
Thank you.
Right.
But see, what people don't seem to notice is, see, here's another reason to testify. See, the word of God says that God takes from the wicked and he gives to his own.
So,
if you haven't seen it, if you haven't noticed he's been doing this all through COVID, then I say go back and read your word and let the Lord renew your mind.
Yeah, you better tell it.
Amen.
You better tell it.
You know, because, see, that's something to testify about right there. Right there. You know, every time we turn on the news, we got a shortage of nurses. We got a shortage of milk. Mm-hmm. We got a shortage of this. Mm-hmm. We got a shortage of that. But every time you go to the store, you get your toilet paper. You get your eggs.
Amen.
That's right. That's
yes.
right.
You
That's
get
right.
your meat.
Get whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So
yes,
if nothing
ma'am.
Else, you should be able to testify to somebody, my God is a provider.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, there's folks that, want to worship, love the Lord, want to worship. And you know, we've been worshiping on this block through podcasts for almost 15 years now. You know,
mm-hmm.
other people wanted to act like it was something that was foreign and that wasn't real or wasn't church. But oh, hallelujah, look at God. Now everybody
Thank
wants to
you.
Be up on Blog Talk. Everybody wants to live stream. Everybody wants to be
mm-hmm.
on Facebook Live.
That's it.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
See,
Thank
God
you.
Is a way maker. See,
yes.
when you walk
yes,
with God, he'll have
yes.
you prepared for all things at all times.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because, see,
you,
we need to testify that nothing surprises God. Okay?
Okay.
So if nothing surprises
nothing.
God and we're standing in him, nothing should surprise us.
That's it.
That's right.
The word of God is telling us we can see everything that's happening in the word of God. Precept
yeah.
upon precept. Mm.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
That's right.
But through it all, some of us can testify that we have the favor of God upon our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us have children that have never been to prison. Or we have
right.
children
right.
that have grown up in the Lord, or we are ourselves been standing in the Lord for 30, 40, 50 years on the for real. Some of us have been in the trenches
mm-hmm.
longer than people been in the world, but we still know that Jesus was on the earth, but we still standing.
Yes,
yes.
Lord. Thank you.
Some of us need
Thank
to be testifying that God is a way maker. He's a keeper.
All right, company mm-hmm. keeper. Oh.
Yes.
You know, as long as we're giving him glory through our testimony, with our
yes.
with our praise,
yes.
with our worship, with our lives.
Yes. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
God will indeed be glorified.
Yes.
We just have to remain
yes.
humble and let, like my sister,
yes.
Evangelist Shirley said, we got to let God do the work in us. If we can do the work on our own, Jesus wouldn't have had to come down here.
That's
right.
So we've
That's
got to
right.
give our, we've got to give all of ourselves over to the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then as he begins to do a work in us, we need to begin
mm-hmm.
to journal that. Because everything
yeah.
that God does in our life, he does it so that we can help the next person.
That's right.
You know,
yeah.
we need to remember how we felt at a certain time and what God did. What word God spoke
oh,
to our heart.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we need to remember how we were brought up out of depression or alcoholism or drug abuse or
Ooh,
sex
geez.
Trafficking.
Thank
you know,
you.
When we remember
yeah.
that, remember what God said to us. It is those things that will save lives. It
yes.
will. It is those
Amen.
Things that will help deliver
yeah.
others.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We
yes,
conquer by
Lord.
The blood of Jesus and the word, the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Yeah.
We all should have a testimony. And if we don't have
yeah.
a testimony, my question is, who are you serving?
All right.
Amen.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Who are you serving?
Oh, I guess.
Because God is moving his people from glory to glory.
Yeah.
And when we understand that we belong to him,
yeah.
and he is Abba Father, and as long as we are doing exactly as Evangelist Shirley said, we are being obedient without fail. Just obedient, without questioning, without murmuring, without complaining.
Amen.
God is going to walk with us every step of the way.
Yes.
He will go before us in all that we do.
Thank
he
you,
will
Jesus.
Close the mouths of our naysayers.
Yay.
He prepares the
right.
table in the presence of our enemies. He makes our enemies
yeah.
our footstools, y'all.
Footstools.
Yeah. That isn't saying
yes,
something
ma'am.
I heard about the Lord. That's what he said about
of
himself.
Course. That's what they know. Right. Thank you, Lord.
And I believe it because I've seen him do it.
All right.
Glory.
See, and that's the wonderful thing about when we testify. See, like just like in the
yeah.
Church of Acts. Hallelujah. They began
yeah.
to testify, talk about the goodness of the Lord and pray.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And miracles and signs and wonders follow.
Oh,
yeah. What if Christians would just do that today? Get to testify
on,
in a way.
Oh,
that folks would get to
Lord.
Praying and praising.
Yeah.
Where the foundation would be shaken up.
Oh,
where the lost will be awakened. Hallelujah. Where the hopeless will have
Thank
hope.
You.
Where the scales will be shaken
yeah.
off the eyes of even being
Thank
lit.
You. Oh, God. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord God.
It's time for us
yes,
to testify
yes,
to the goodness of who our
yes,
God
is.
Truly is.
And
I want
us.
To thank the Lord for,
yes.
first of all, my beautiful sister, Evangelist Shirley Whitehead, whom I want to welcome to the Spirit Alive Network. She is going to be
thank
walking
you.
With Apostle Zeta. She lives in Oakland.
Thank you,
but
Jesus.
You know what? She's my sister, and I'm here to help her do all and be all that God wants her to be. And I want to thank you for your courage in coming out and your humility and your transparency and sharing your
Amen.
Testimony in that beautiful,
Amen.
Powerful way.
Thank
and, of
you.
Course, I want to say
yeah.
thank you to Apostle Zeta Flowers. She is an anointed woman of God. She is the founder of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. She is also a mentor, a co-laborer, a true friend, a teacher. And she is an anointed host and facilitator of All Nations Wednesday Night Bible Study. I just praise God for what God is doing through her. Because see, over here at Spirit Alive, here's our testimony. We don't care who gets the credit as long as God gets the glory.
That's right. As long as he gets
the glory. Thank you, Lord. That's right.
You know,
Amen.
Because we are one
Amen.
Body in Christ. So we
Amen.
Just pray that on tonight that you were truly as blessed as we were by this testimony. And I just pray in the name of
Thank
Jesus
you.
That... if you have any comments, you can always inbox me. If you need to get, if you would like to have a words with Evangelist Shirley, you can relay them to me and I will pass them on. So we all want to thank each and every one of you for listening tonight. We pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And from my household
Lord.
To your household, it's our fervent
yes,
prayer
Lord.
That you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. You
Amen.
Two were awesome.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless
God
everyone.
Bless you.
God bless
God
you.
God bless,
God bless you.
You.
Amen.